Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
The shoots here, another show of real estate realities. Thanks for joining me. Your host, Justin Hermes, with the Property Group located at 305 South Cascade. My number 719-232-1063. If you have questions throughout today's show, feel free to reach out. You can text me too. That's 232-1063. Premise of the show is to help you get in a better position when it comes to real estate. Okay, so I want to make sure you are creating passive income, diversifying your retirement, and no better way than to do that right in your own backyard here in Colorado Springs. And it isn't easy, but it is well worth it, folks. Things that are worth it, things that kick off passive income, create tax shelters, they don't come easy. And that's really what I want you to hear is there is a lot of reward in real estate, but it ain't for the faint of heart. Did I say that correctly, Matt? Perfect. There you go. And today we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the new state laws, property management, what's going on, what's on the horizon that you need to know about if you own an investment property. We had an unbelievable turnout yesterday at our grand opening downtown. We honored a handful of World War II veterans, and it was fun to have that Beck on the radio with me on Friday. If you missed that, go to Care to Your News Radio, look it up. Friday Extra with Justin Hermes, and listen to the interview out of Ed Beck. It's worth your time. 102-year-old POW. Just so exciting to see these veterans all come together. Big thank you to Marigold's, provided all the food, no charge. And Happy Tap stepping up, providing the drinks. So a big shout out to those friends of mine, Ghassan Nami, Brett Helton, for always supporting me in these endeavors that we love to do for our community and especially for our World War II veterans. And we talk a little bit about our property management right now. We have 20 more slots open. We opened up the doors 3 months ago. We've been shutting down our property management as far as the last 2 years prior to 6 months ago. We were not accepting any more property management. We want quality over quantity, and we don't want headaches, so we keep it limited. And then ever since Jason Shireman joined me, we opened it back up. In the last 3 months, we've picked up 20 properties, and we are only picking up 20 more, and we will shut it back down, make sure that we can continue giving that quality service. So if you're in need of property management, feel free to reach out. A little bit of an interview process we do to make sure it's a good fit, the property's a good fit, and we feel like we can be successful for you. So if you have interest in that, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. The good is the fundraiser we had, folks, the impact it made for these gentlemen. The bad is last month was the worst month since 1986 for the Dow and the S&P 500. Right? That may come across as a shocker, but it's true. And now that's why I'm telling you more than ever, you need to diversify your retirement. You need to get passive income. You need to get real estate. Matt's pressing on the brakes here. We're going to go into a little commercial break. Then we're back talking about new state laws, things you need to be aware of when it comes to being a landlord.
That grass that we've been standing on ain't getting any greener. And that fat that we've been chewing on just keeps on getting leaner. We hem and haw about how we ought to head for something bigger. And babe, I think it's time we put our finger on the trigger.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
It's go time, it's show time. All that I know is I'm ready any minute. We ain't gotta have a ticket, and it don't matter when we use a freight train or jet plane, motorcycle or Mustang. There's no time like go time.
Okay, we're back into it here. We got through the good, the bad, and this is what I want you to hear before I go into all this. rigmarole on the new laws and everything changing. Hear this, okay? Times are going to get tough. We've already seen them get tough, and it's just, it's a sign of the times. Renters are starting to struggle to make payment. Defaults are up, and late payments are up. This is across the board. It's not just my property management company. I'm surveying other property owners, other property management companies. Evictions are up. Like I said, rent collections are up. And I've always bragged to you, you know, over the last 10 years, we've had zero evictions. Well, not proud of it, but we have two evictions going on right now, and it is a sign of the times. I can't say that enough to you. Tenants are feeling the squeeze. There's no doubt about it. The thing you have to do to protect yourself is keep those records, be diligent on your paperwork, and keeping a tight file. Because, and this is why I led the show, I said, it's not for the faint of heart. Being a landlord, it's not easy. That's why there's so few people who do it. So few people who are actual landlords, serious investors, who get into it intentionally. But right now, we're going to have to play defense. We're going to have to be creative. And we're going to have to work, just like I talked to property manager the other day, he says we're going to have to work twice as hard for the same results. We got spoiled over the last few years. Rental assistance was there. Liquidity was there. Rental assistance has dried up. And now when people really need it, it's extremely tough for them to get help. And credit card debt is as high as it could be, record levels. So there's no more room to borrow on the credit card. And unemployment's starting to tick up, right? People are feeling the pinch. And Dave Ramsey said something so great this last week. He said, you cannot count on a tenant to pay your rent. He said, you are not an experienced investor landlord if you think the tenant pays the rent. No, you pay the rent. Excuse me, you pay the mortgage. And it's icing on top when you get rent from your tenants. And if you think, well, if I don't get rent, I don't want to be in the game. Don't be in the game. If you're in it and you're dabbling, get out. If you've been in it long enough and you're savvy, you probably know this already. You're going, duh. Yeah, some renters don't pay and you have to expect that, right? So you can't bank on the rent to pay the mortgage. It's icing on top. And so if you're a tourist, investor, or landlord, you either learn, figure out what the reality is, or get out, sell and get out. But for those of you, a lot of you I talk to are savvy. You've seen this. You've seen the cycles of the market. And you go, of course, had some great times. Well, sometimes you have bad times too. And that is what I want to prepare you for with these new state laws, with the economy, with what we're seeing with tenants, is you're going to have to play defense. You're going to have to be creative to stay successful during the next couple years. It's going to be rough for the next couple years. I can't just sit here and preach roses and sunshine all the time. I have to give you the reality. And for many of you, you may have missed the window. You may have not bought an investment property. And maybe now, very few of you, it is a good time to buy an investment property. And there are very few deals that make sense. For a majority of you, you should probably save money and sit on the sideline for a couple years. And you don't hear that from a lot of realtors. You don't hear it from a lot of lenders because it obviously doesn't help our income stream when we tell you those things. But it's the truth. I'd rather be truthful with you, put you in a better position financially 2 years from now than to pull the wool over your eyes, make a quick sale, make a quick buck, and you're not in a position to succeed over the next couple years. Because for many of you, you need to step back, you need to get your finances in order, you need to chalk up a game plan and be ready to strike. Because right now is it's not even preseason. What would they call it? Spring ball in football, right? This is spring ball. Then you're going to go through the grueling summer training, then preseason, and then you're ready. I told many of you this 3, 4, 5 years ago. You have to pay your dues. You have to put in the time and effort. And right now is a time to gather your chips and get prepared. It's not a time to buy, 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 buy. Certain few of you are in a position to buy. Certain deals make sense. 5% of you probably should be purchasing. 5% of you, 5% of the deals out there make sense. I want you to hear that loud and clear, okay? Get this out of your head. Buy now. Refinance next year. Get this out of your head of the market's going to continue to keep going up because it always goes up. You speculate, you get greedy, you get hurt. Now's the time to play defense, get the savings higher, right? Make sure you're in a good position. Button down the hatches right now. Get ready for some turbulent times. And I'm going to be here with you. We're going to continue the show next year, right? Because we've had good times. And I'm going to be with you here for the bad times. We got changing legislation that's kicking our tail end. You think I want to talk about this stuff on the radio? It sucks, but it's the new normal, right? Well, this is the big thing you have to know. Radon. You need to make sure you've disclosed any tests on your house. If you have a radon mitigation system, you need a description of the radon mitigation system. You need a copy of the Colorado Department Department of Health radon brochure and a warning statement about radon in your lease. If you're going, I only have one property, Justin, it doesn't matter. Good luck, because now you really got to make sure you're playing by the rules, because the tenants are getting favor. The laws are going in favor of the tenants, and they can pin you up against the wall on it if you're not following everything book by book. They can come back on you, right? Make sure you know what you're doing with radon. Email over to your tenant a copy of the Colorado Department of Health radon brochure when you execute that lease. Radon disclosure form for your rentals. I mean, this is the hot point here they're hitting on. And if your tenant, you may say, I don't have a radon system, never tested. The tenant goes and tests, it tests high. You have to put in a radon system, okay? You have questions about this, how that looks. I mean, it's not the end of the world. A radon system's $1,500, okay? So it's not a showstopper. Be prepared for it. So there's some changes in the lease as far as who pays attorney fees when you go to court, right? There's new provisions on mediation, fee markups, fees for renewal forms, right? And one of the best ones that I am such in favor of here, because they're looking at the fees that these property managers are hitting on. We don't have a renewal fee. We don't have any hidden fees. There's a leasing fee, there's a monthly fee. But here's one that I think is a great change. The property managers and landlords, you can only take one application at a time. We've been doing that the last 10 years. We take one application, we run it. If it's successful, we go with it. If it's not, we go to the next. But what we don't do, which was common practice for a lot of these companies, was we're going to collect 10 and we're going to charge 100 a person. When ours are 45 a person, I know what a background check costs. And they're going, okay, but if we can get $50 times, okay, that's an extra $500 on each property. We'll take a bunch of money, run the applications. And that's just not right. And they fixed it. The one thing they did good out of all the changes they did this year, that's the only thing they did good. They fixed companies from ripping off prospective tenants with all these extra fees and collecting an enormous amount of applications. Okay? Make sure you're doing it by the book. Another thing they brought in is if somebody comes to you with an application that was ran at another company and it's you and it's by the guidelines of the state, you have to accept it. You can't run another background application. You have to accept that application as long as it's been run within 90 days. Great. I think that's great. We're not trying to rip people off. It's not a shakedown. We're going to be talking about on the next segment security deposits for pets, attorneys, what you need to know for evictions, right? And why you need to make sure you're supporting the Senate. In these upcoming elections, they don't have a supermajority. The Democrats don't, okay? If they get a supermajority, they are going to run town on property rights. I really don't care if you're Democrat, Libertarian, Liberal, Republican. I'm an independent. But you know what I'm for? I'm for people who protect property rights. And guess who's trying to protect the property rights? Happens to be the Republicans. Who's attacking property rights? Happens to be the Democrats. Let's make sure we can at least get some footing still in the Senate and hold on to some property rights. Because that was the biggest thing under attack this year by the state legislation, was property rights, landlord rights, and the flip to protecting tenants. You're listening to Justin Hermes. Questions over the break, reach out. 719-232-1063. We're going to be back after these messages from our lovely sponsors. Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I want to be the slip, word upon your lip.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up.
Okay, folks, we're back into it here. Thanks for sticking with me. I got on that tangent at the beginning of the meat of the show there, and I want to go back on it, hammer that thing in. Because this is what drives me nuts about the real estate, is when you ask a professional, is it a good time to buy? It's a great time to buy. Oh, yeah. Great time to buy a house. Is it a good time to sell? Great time to sell a house. I mean, what? I mean, you think you ask, it's the same thing as stock market. Good time to buy stocks? Great time to buy stocks. Is it a good time to sell? Great time to sell. What are we doing here? I mean, are we just trying to make money off people? Are we trying to give them the best financial advice we can? Like I said before, for a large majority of you, it is not a good time to buy a house. And for a large majority of you, it's not a good time to sell a house. Because you've locked in an ultra low interest rate. And that's where you need to think about, if you are going to make a move, keeping your property, renting it out, because you're borrowing money at a deep discount and you can have tax shelters, you can create passive income, you can create cash flow and diversify. And for those of you going, I want to buy, I want to do investments, just I want to get my property. Prepare, stack cash, prepare, get ready. We could possibly find a screaming deal, but you may be waiting for a year. But it's okay to wait. Good things come to those who are patient, right? So this whole thing, I mean, if you want to have a conversation, I'd love to chat with you about this, 719-232-1063, on why the answer is not, it's a good time to buy and it's a good time to sell. Because that is the biggest amount of BS that I hear in the real estate market. Because someone's getting ripped off. Someone's getting a better deal. That's how the world works. Are there some deals that are closer to equal? Sure, but someone's getting the upper hand. And if you don't believe that, that ain't business. And I can help you make sure you do not get the lower hand. That's what I care about. I can't tell you how many people have walked in my office this year and I've said, don't buy. Why don't you rent from us? We can be flexible at the lease when you're ready to buy. But I would wait. The market is in a downtrend right now. Then there's others who say, hey, I have a bunch of cash and that's kind of the people we're able to help right now, because then we get a foreclosure at 280 and I'm going, it's worth 400. It may go down to 350 next year, but we're still getting it below market. These are just some examples. Okay? I've seen some people make some of the worst purchases in real estate this year. Worst loan products, worst purchases they could make. I've been on the selling side of a lot of them. I sold one on the west side, probably the worst purchase. I had the listing. The gal was selling because of VRBO, short-term rental restrictions, and when I sold it, representing the seller, the buyer who bought that, the property's worth $200,000 less 6 months later. And the cash flow's not there. You can get hurt really, really bad right now, folks. So just be diligent in what you're doing. Be sound in your decisions. When you're looking at your loan, when you're looking at your purchase, be very, very careful. Okay, so we're going to get back into it. Security deposits, a max 300 security deposit for a pet, or 35 a month, or 1.9% of whatever the rent is. Do the math. Love the freaking numbers they come up with out of the Capitol. Good for them. I just, you got to make it refundable, the security deposit. I almost, now I just go, oh boy, it's tough, because if the extra $300 isn't going to put you too far if a property gets trashed, but that's kind of the risk, right? The good thing is increasing rents. So the property used to rent 7-8 years ago for $1,200, you're renting for $2,200. And so your deposit amount equal to 1 month's rent is now greater. So you got a fighting chance, but don't do anything stupid when it comes to the pet deal. And if they have a emotional letter, whatever, even if you disagree with it, you have to take it. Okay. I don't care what the animal is. You have to take it. Okay. We talked about here the app, only accepting one at one time. Here's one you need to know. Instead of 3 times the amount of income of what rent is, it is now 2 times, folks. It's 2 times the amount of income of what rent is. And if you don't know these things, you're going to get sued. You're going to get in trouble. That's why I'm doing the show here, because I took the time to read through a bunch of this and going, here are the changes. And if there's some I'm missing, call me. I'm open ears. Shoot me a text right now so I can get it out on the air. 719-232-1063. Now, when you're doing an eviction, you need to make sure you have the CARES Act affidavit, the government assistance affidavit, along with a 10-day demand. They are going to be scrutinizing your file on evictions. You better have it nice and tight. It's like playing an away, you know, it's like the Broncos if they played an away game every single game this season. That's what it's like right now being a landlord, going in the courtroom. That's what it's like. So make sure you know, over 5 years of carpet, doesn't mean you have to replace it every 5 years. There's carpet that lasts 10 years. Good carpet can last 10 years. But after 5 years, you cannot take money from a security deposit to replace the carpet. Okay? Be very careful with that. Be careful with paint. Be very careful with normal wear and tear. Be careful with the amount of time you have, 30 days, to get the security deposit back to your last tenant, including receipts for the work that was done. All accounted for. You screw up on this, triple the consequences, right? $2,000 deposit, then come back for you for $6,000. And what I said to you here about you got to support, I shouldn't blanket it by Republicans, but it is really majority of my Republicans who are supporting property rights. Support the Senate. The House, unfortunately, we've lost. The Senate is huge. Support those senators who are fighting for your property rights. And you say, well, why does it really matter? Well, this whole first right of refusal, they're going after your properties, they're going after income properties, and they want to have government housing. They want to take over the rental market. And thank goodness, Governor Polis, this is how left some of these people are in the House and Senate, he's had to veto some of these bills because he's going, y'all are in cuckoo land. You know, I mean, it's way too left for Polis. He's going, you're out of your mind. It's a government overreach. What are we doing here? Who cares if you're left, right? What's your religion? I mean, you know, all this stuff that goes into this. You go, America is about having freedom and less government restriction. And if you're listening to this and you're a landlord and you're an investor, I hope you feel passionately about that because it's so vital to what you've worked hard for. If you want to support some of these senators, I've gotten together with a few of them and know what Senate seats in the state are going to be a tight squeeze and how to support them financially to make sure we do not lose supporters of property rights. I'm heavily invested in my investment properties. I know a lot of you are as well. Let's fight for them. Let's fight for the Colorado that is minimal government restriction and the freedom that United States was built on, right? That's the ticket. That's why I do the show. And hopefully you've gotten something out of it. If you have questions, feel free to reach out. 719-232-1063. I will be talking next week on the game plan for this market, right? What are you trying to do? You know, I mean, it's so important to have a very solid vision. And it may be a vision to not buy for a year or two. It's different for each person, but you have to have a game plan. You have to have a vision to know what direction you are going. Okay? Questions, like I said, on today's show, feel free to reach out. 719-232-1063. It's always a pleasure sharing what I've learned with you. And what is even more of a pleasure for me is when you call me and you give me something you've learned. Because that's how the world goes around. I don't do the show to be a know-it-all. I do to share people what's made an impact on my life. And if something's made an impact on your life, please share it with me because I've learned so much from you, the radio listener. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Remember, use the gifts God's given you. Be generous. Bring the joy to somebody's life today. Bring joy to somebody's life. It will give you way more satisfaction than buying a piece of real estate is helping somebody who could never repay you. Have a fantastic Sunday. We'll be back here next week. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. I'm on hip-hop, struck my screaming from the top of my lungs. I-